Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio at the Berlinale, and specifically in Panorama, with Wilan Speck, director of the Panorama section. Hello, Wilan.
Hello.
So we are getting to the end of it, and how do you feel? How was the result for you of this edition of Panorama?
Well, of course, we're still waiting for the awards to come in, but the program as such had a very good year, I would say. The reception was good, and I hope every film makes a big leap into a career that lasts longer than the festival. This is, of course, what we always hope for. But it looks good. I get good responses from the market people. I get good responses from the film critics. And these, of course, are the voices that we can read. And the discussions that we have, there we have the life influence of the audience, is also very good. So I think we delivered a good panorama this year.
When you introduced the panorama section at the press conference and before the festival, you were talking about the political aspect that this specific edition is going to have. The old festival has it, not only the panorama section. Berlin has always been a very political film festival. How do you think the films can still help politics and the development of social awareness?
Of course it's political. We say this every year and we don't have to say it. It's just by nature it's a political film festival because films are political in droves and we have an audience that wants that. So we are dealing with subject matters. But what this year was prevalent is, for one, the situation worldwide has changed quite briefly before the festival, and we all look at the world all
of
a sudden.
And abruptly, too, if I may say.
Abruptly, and we all look at the world all of a sudden differently. So we see even our own selection differently, and the filmmakers, of course, could not know how we look at the situation now when they made those films, like a year ago. Somehow it feels like they have a prophetical power, many, to reflect on the absurdity and also on things that one has to deal with. And this is something quite astonishing. I mean, many films go back to a historical moment where they lift the carpet, the dirt under the carpet, which is a taboo in society, has to be addressed in order to stop lying in the presence, and this is just what we're doing. Lying in the presence has become like a sport, and the highest powers all of a sudden are in that sport. So reflecting on that and trying to rather create truth and a reality from many, to excerpt it from people. This is an issue in several films. And two films use groups of people that don't know each other but have witnessed the same event in order to filter out from each single person part of the truth in order to later bring that together for the spectator into one. It is very difficult to describe. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing concept of making a film, and two films from total different places in the world, one from Palestine, one from the U.S., used that method that is rather a psychological method for psychiatry and psychology. I think we have a moment where we want to know how to understand the present. It's rather less than having the fear or the optimism for future. It's rather the present makes us insecure. And that is a strange moment in time.
Actually, you're totally right. Listen, the Panorama section is really famous for having a very queer side of it. You know, it's not all about gay or lesbian films, but most of them, many of them are. In the wake of those new developments in politics and the world, as you were saying earlier, do you think we are again in a period of time where gay movies or queer movies are needed in terms of awareness and of social fight too, in order to, you know, mm-hmm, to be because a lot, I mean, in the 90s it all seemed to be a little bit useless because everything seemed to be like nice. Now we found out that it's not nice at all. So how do you see those development of the new queer generation of filmmakers towards this path?
Well, for one, we have in films results from the huge leaps we made in emancipation. So we have like films that wouldn't have been possible before, a situation that we have achieved a lot in the direction of equality. But when it goes to the political aspects, you rather see that we're still far away from equality. So in our society, in Germany, for example, we have to deal with the paragraph 175, which is a Hitlerian paragraph in its strongest form. And people that were put into concentration camps and prisons even after the Nazi time, under the same law, are still not decriminalized. I mean, this is so scandalous that you hardly can believe it. The same is, by the way, in Spain, which we can see in the film Bones of Contention by Andrea Weiss. So our countries are doing like the liberal game, and you almost can like you become a politician being openly gay, things like that. But at the same time, in the background, you see many, many forces being very, very busy in making it impossible to emancipate. So I think there's actually more energy into inequality than in equality. And this is something we should all be not only ashamed but also angry and become active against.
You were talking earlier about the fact that the new facts that happened in the world made you in a position of choosing movies in a specific way, even if those directors didn't know what was going to happen while they were shooting. Talking about comedies and light movies and entertaining movies, do you think, are they still worth, and how can they fit into this new?
Well, they fit perfectly, because, I mean, entertainment is one part of cinema, and this is always asked for, and we have very light films as well. Like from Italy, Luca Guadagnino's film is... appears at least at the beginning as a very light film, a beautiful Italian villa, intellectual household, young, beautiful son, and an American who intrudes in that little biotope. So what happens then is a summer love story, but at the same time this film goes beyond that light level, because it's not, it doesn't shy off from very intimate and embarrassing little moments that every one of us knows and everyone would like others not to know about. And the film deals with that in an aesthetical way that is really stunning. So you have the lightness at the same time as you always need it also in life, but it comes with a twist, so to speak. It comes with a more attached than just that. And this is, of course, something we love. We can do genre in Panorama, and we can do essays, and we can do experimental, we can do everything. But if it's genre or goes in the genre direction, then we want to feel the auteur. We want to feel the artist who uses that genre for a purpose. And Luca Guadagnino's film, for example, is a great one of those.
Well, thank you very much for having been with us. Now you have all the afternoon to get ready for the award ceremony tonight. That would be fantastic, as usual, and complicated, probably, for you. So thanks a lot, Milan Speck, Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Berlinale.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.